Today is October 4th, first class in Tommy Brothers. Okay, start with Memasai Korin es Shema Ba'arvin. Want to have the top? Memasai Korin es Shema Ba'arvin. First thing one notices is that this question is in plural. When do we say Kriyat Shema in the evening? This contrasts, the Vilna Gaon points out, a Mishnah later in the parak that says, B'shachar mevorich shtayim. It should say, B'shachar mevorichim shtayim. Just like the first Mishnah was in plural, the second Mishnah should be in plural. Right? The Vilna Gaon, just so innocently, in one sentence, says such a profound message about Kriyat Shema. He says, from here we see that you may not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, Shomea Ke'onem. Shomea Ke'onem means when you fulfill the mitzvah by listening to someone else do it. What we tend to do for Kiddush, for Megillah, right, for the mitzvahs of the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, we hear someone else do it, and it's as if though we did it. Right? We just answer Amen, and it's as if though we did it. So that's called Shomea Ke'onem.
Shmona Esrei?
Shmona Esrei is Chazor HaShashat, so it's interesting. The Shalmi Brachos, commenting on this, is going to say that you should not fulfill Shmona Esrei, Shomea Ke'onem, except in the framework of a Chazor HaShashat. That's what he's doing there. As opposed to two people standing one next to the other, and then one saying Shmona Esrei out loud, and the other is just listening and saying, okay, it's as if though I said it. One should not do that for Shmona Esrei, and one should not do that for Kriyat Shema. The short answer for why this is different than Kiddush, why it's different, why would you think Kiddush? What if I can listen to Kiddush? Why can't I listen to Kriyat Shema? Right?
Personal.
Exactly. Precisely. Kriyat Shema and Shmona Esrei is very personal. Everybody's Yiras Shemayim, everybody's Ol Malchus Shemayim, whatever we're supposed to achieve, by accomplish by saying Kriyat Shema, it's a very personal thing, and your Yiras Shemayim is not mine, your Ol Malchus Shemayim is not mine, your Rafa'enu is not mine, your Atachonein is not mine. So the Chazal created a mechanism called Chazoras HaShatz to fulfill the Shmona Esrei, but outside of that mechanism, one should not use it for Shmona Esrei as well as for Kriyat Shema. Why did Vilna Gaon get this from Kohen? Why do we get it from we say Kriyat Shema? So how does he understand we? Every one of us should say Kriyat Shema. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the Shacham of Baruch Shtayim, the brachos of Kriyat Shema, Taka Chazan can say those brachos out loud, Yotzer Meros, Avarba, and you listen, and you Yotze. Kriyat Shema, we say Kriyat Shema, every one of us. I'll give a simple nafkamina like this, and the Gemara Menachos points this out. Usfartem lochem, v'safarta loch, which is which? One is Yovel, one is Sfiris HaOmer. Usfartem lochem is Sfiris HaOmer. Everyone counts the Omer. V'safarta loch, your representative counts the Yovel, the head of the Beis Din. This is Rosh Sanhedrin. So, Yomar no Yisrael is singular because that represents the whole. One whole is something called Yisrael. Once you give some part of that, that the machine will pick up. Once you say some part of that, it's going to be plural. Yomru no Yirei Hashem. Yomru no Beis Aron. Yisrael bitach b'Hashem. Beis Aron bitchu b'Hashem. So, when you're talking about one unit, right, so that's going to be a singular. We talk about each and every one.
Aren't the chiyuv one different? The chiyuv of Kriyat Shema is an individual chiyuv deraisa. Shema Esrei is on the Rabban.
Right, so that's certainly a difference. But the Rishonim will bunch them together, and the Mefarshim say because they're personal things. Kiddush, you can also say it's a chiyuv. That's its own question. But the
I think some gears between the Rishonim and the Bavli, Barbi, and Bargis.
No, nothing. We will see scores of such programmatic differences between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The most common one is Yerushalmi tends to leave out the letter Aleph at the beginning of words and names.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes? So on that note, how come it seems there are three pages that are Aleph?
So here's another point is that Yerushalmi does not begin with Daf Beis, it begins with Daf Aleph. Okay? And I have to tell you that there are a number of different Yerushalmi paginations. Not only that, there are two different art scroll paginations. Because art scroll put out Yerushalmi in two different times.
Oh my God!
One test Yerushalmi, and then one. Then they made it afterwards. So that I have this was older. That it's, I took this from the
That's
test.
That's why there are three pages. That
yeah, this is a different. So it's
not meaning that different words at the end of each page.
Yes. So if you divide the standard Yerushalmi that you've always had. Has much fewer pages because they put what the art scroll did was they put more commentaries on each page. More commentaries mean less room for Gemara.
With the non art scroll, you have the standard source enough from one issue to the other.
Yes, but it's going to be very different than this. So this Perek Aleph ends on Daf what did it say Yud Aleph. In the second pagination of the art scrolls, it ends on Daf Tes Zayin. The standard Yerushalmi that you're using probably ends.
Well, it's different
than Yud Aleph on the base.
Also, Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph on the base.
So maybe this original art scroll tried to keep to that, and then when they saw that they weren't being successful because the commentaries were so tiny, they made it.
But isn't it the Bamberg edition of the Bavli that standardized the pages?
Yes.
So before that, there was different
art scroll on the Bavli. Yeah. Sticks to that. If you take out an art scroll Bavli, it's going to be exactly the same.
Right.
The same pages on this side.
But if you look at old Bavlis, you could find different paginations.
Well, that's right.
Wrong. Right? By
yes, true. That's what.
By who?
Bamberg was non-standard. Rome standardized the Bavli.
Oh. Why is that?
I have a few different pages.
200 years later?
Yeah, I have pages. That's every day me.
Who does that? The printers?
Let's read. So at what point do each and every one of us, because we're not Yotzi on Shmei Ka'one, before we finish tonight, I'm going to give another raya to this point from the Mishnah. Okay? Before we finish. Again, you can probably recognize a few different changes of spelling from the Bavli to the Yerushalmi. And on this page, you said the little notations that tell you so. Okay? It says Yerushalmi uses lochal, and the Bavli says lechol. Right? Okay? So it says shinu nuschos. No difference at all in the understanding. Okay, so when should we start saying Kriyat Shema? In the evening? When the Kohanim, who were tameh during the day, this is a Gemara in Yevamos, the Vayin Dalet, if the Kohanim were tameh during the day and went to the mikveh, they are at that point known as a Tevul Yom. Tevul Yom. Right? Some of them might have to bring a korban. Some of them might not. If they have to bring a korban, they have to bring it the next day. And they, in addition to being called a Tevul Yom, they're also called a Chusar Kippurim. So our Mishnah, I'm telling you now, expresses this way instead of just saying, Meimah Sekor Neshma Ba'arin, is to teach us, as Mishnayos often does, another law, which is that when a Kohen was tummy during the day and went to the mikveh, he has to wait till nightfall to eat truma. But he does not have to wait until he brings that korban the next day. He can already eat it at night. Right? Another diuk one might make, that if I told you in English, when can we say kriyashma? When the Kohanim start to eat their truma when they were tummy during the day. Can you say that more readily in Hebrew? Why not just say Shema Ba'arvin? Yeah, Kashira Kohanim Ochlim Truma Sam. What's this? Mishar Shekodim Nichnosim. So again, the Vilna Gaon is medactic, and it's actually a Tosfos in the beginning of the Bavli. Says that we should preferably daven Mariv the first chance we get. It's actually the Daf Dalet in the Bavli says it, Beferish. Don't make a regular minyan later in the evening. Now, some of the yeshivas daf could do this, right? But
So the word shah implies that
the first hour when a kohen to eat truma is a mitzvah. When a kohen couldn't eat truma during the day because he was tameh, he was losing out on mitzvahs. So the minute he could eat his truma, he rushed in to eat it. That's how we should daven Maariv, the way the Kohanim, Rosh and teach their truma. Another reason why it's we're told this. If it had just said that Tzeis HaKochavim means you can start at Tzeis HaKochavim and you can do it all night, as the Mishnah is about to proceed telling us. Okay? According to one opinion. Okay? Okay. So this is there are three opinions in the Mishnah for when you have until to say Kriyat Shema. Okay, so you start at Tzeis HaKochavim, right, at the new day, and the Mishnah tells us a way to know what that is when the Kohanim eat their truma for the reason I just told you. First opinion is going to be Rabbi Eliezer, right, then the Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ad Sof Ha'ashmura Harishamna. Amazing is how much Agadata, the Talmud Bavli, spends on these few words. Two whole pages, four sides of Gemara, just explaining why Rabbi Eliezer says at the end of the first watch, what does he come to tell us? The night has three watches, or four watches, depending on your opinion, depending on your psukim that you comment, and amazing tangents of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara concludes, holds that there are three during the night, right? In which case, the night is divided into 4 hours each of three. We will, for argument's sake, for the rest of the evening, talk about an equinox night. All right? 6 to 6. Sunrise is 6, sunset is 6. Good? Just to make things easy. So the end of the first watch would be?
10
p.m. And the second watch would be 2 a.m.? Third watch would end at sunrise.
So it says was it from sunrise to sunset?
All right, that's a Vilna Gaon of Magen Avraham question. The Gemara does get a discussion on that a little bit in the Bavli on Daf Beis, but that's more the Yushalmi's purview. Yushalmi gets off right away in Maseches Brachos. What you may know the Bavli discusses in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Pesachim, which is, what is Ben Hashmashos? What is Tzeis HaKochavim? What is the time between sunset and dark on Shabbos and during the Bavli? Yerushalmi gets up much more on that topic. And the Bavli itself says that in Israel, that time period is much shorter than outside of Israel. Still much closer to the equator. So in any event, this is our first opinion. You could say Kriyat Shema from nightfall until 10 p.m. Why would you make such a delineation? What are the Torah's words for saying Kriyat Shema? Shachbacha u'kamecha. So how does he understand the word b'shachbacha?
Oh, when people go to sleep.
When people go to sleep. By 10 p.m., everyone is asleep. Most people. Remember, it's an agricultural society. They live with the sunlight. 10 p.m., they're all asleep. Okay? So this is his meaning. There's no question that Rabbi Eliezer means b'shachbacha when people go to sleep. Majority of people are asleep, you can no longer say Kriyat Shema because it's no longer B'shachbacha. Right? Gamliel says, Ad Shia Aleh Abula Shachar, until dawn. Gemara Dav Ches actually says, B'di'evet, until sunrise the next day. Dav Marav. Right? But certainly until dawn. How does Gamliel understand the word B'shachbacha?
While people are asleep.
Right? B'shachbacha. All the while that people are Shochev, that they're sleeping. Okay? Let's see. Now there's a third opinion that appears in between these two. Look at the third line. The Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos. Without explaining. Rama Gamliel Omer Ad Shilem with a Shachar. Rama Gamliel's opinion is very easily understood. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is very easily understood. The Chachamim, when they say Ad Chatzos, we're not sure. What are the two possibilities? And the Gemara in Daf Daled and the Bavli asks the two possibilities, the Yerushalmi does not. What are the two possibilities of the Shita of the Chachamim?
Say again?
As a protection.
Okay, maybe they agree with Rabbi Gamliel that B'shach B'cha means all night, but we have to make some kind of protection, right?
Protection that you don't get.
That you don't
beyond.
Fall asleep and you don't get. Yeah, right.
Well, maybe they're saying when people. That generally people who go to sleep late, the latest people go to sleep.
Right, maybe they agree with Rabbi Eliezer's definition of B'shachbacha, They just think people go to sleep later. It's a Matthias question.
Uh-huh.
We can take a poll and determine which one is more correct. But this is our investigation revealed that people go to sleep later than this time.
It's like the menorah where you can only light no later than people are going to be on the streets.
Okay, and so it's also yes. dependent on situation circumstance. Yes. So here, it gets a little hairy when you know. Okay, in this country, in New York, you can say all night, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, right?
No,
the city never sleeps, right? So, so it's interesting. But the Talmud Bavli asks this question, the very bottom of Daf Dalet. What do the Chachamim think in the Pshat of B'Shachbacha? So the Pnei of Shua asks a strong question. Why is the Gemara asking a question that's mashma from our Mishnah? Let's read on in the Mishnah and see, isn't it obvious which one of these two it is? It's obvious that the Chachamim aren't disagreeing in the Metzius. They agree with Rabbi Gamliel's definition of Chatzos. Lachan, you have B'Shachbacha. It's just that they felt a reason to curtail it. Take a look. Masa ubo bonav mibeis hamishta. You want to have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Masa ubo bonav mibeis hamishta. One time, Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from a beis hamishta. Now, it's interesting that you find some of the mafarshim say beis hamishta means a wedding where they were mesameach chosan v'kala. Why? Mishnah didn't say a wedding with a woman sitting across in the call.
They don't want to say that his kids missed Kriyat Shema over something that wasn't a mitzvah.
Yeah. Right. Were they going to a beis hamishta drinking? They went out there to go to a bar? What? They went to a place where they were doing a mitzvah. Bo beis hamishta, for Amru lo, and they said to their father, lo karinu is Shema. Now, remember I told you about 15 minutes ago I was going to give you another proof for the Vilna Gaon that he shouldn't be Yotzik Shemek Ha'onah? Listen to this amazing proof. Not mine, it's the Vilna Gaon's proof. So he says, if you were coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning and somewhere between Chatzos, which is the opinion of the Chachamim, and 6 o'clock in the morning, which is your father's opinion, right? Even though your father is at the head of the Sanhedrin. The first question is, didn't they know what their father's opinion is? Surely they knew. They were asking, should we abide by your opinion, or should we do the rove, the chachamim? Right? That's almost all the Rishonim say that. The Rosh, the Rajba, the Ritva, we'll see in a minute. 3 o'clock in the morning, they come somewhere between Chatzos and the morning, meaning B'diyeret. What would you sell your father? Dad, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. I didn't.
Daven Mariv.
I didn't daven Mariv. Why didn't they say I didn't daven Mariv? Shema is a piece of an evening service that you call Mariv. Why did they say Lo Karinu with Shema? That's what you would say.
Maybe
they daven Mariv, but they didn't say Kriyat Shema.
No, the argument is about Shema. It's not about Mariv.
I understand this mission is about Shema,
but it's not about
everybody knows Mariv has something in it called Shema.
No, but you can maybe daven Mariv later than Shema.
Oh, okay.
That was?
So the Shema is the biblical commandment. The Mariv isn't.
So this is very complicated. Why don't we say Chazor Sashatz for Mariv?
Because
Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. And the Rambam writes on that Mishnah that if you hold Tfilas Arvus as Rishus, that's why there's no Chazor Sashatz. Who was the famous opinion that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus? That's what got someone kicked off the Sanhedrin, this opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, remember when Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed him and forced, and that Rabbi Gamliel, because of that embarrassment, it was on this question. Yeshua Bar Yochai asked the question in the yeshiva, and he said, what's the halacha about Tfilas Arvus? And Rabbi Gamliel held Tfilas Arvus is chova. So if Tfilas Arvus is a chova, then according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's a chazor sashatz for Tfilas Arvus. Now, this Rabbi Gamliel himself says at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that when there is a chazor sashatz, they are fulfilling Am Shebesados. And also,
fulfilling
Am Shebesados means Jews who couldn't even make it to Shul. Have their obligation fulfilled, including but not Shema, because Shema you can't fulfill the shots. So they including boys who are making Chasna Kala happy at a wedding. We're not asking about Shmon Esrei and Mariv according to you, Dad, because we know according to you we're Yotzi and Mariv. because we were doing a mitzvah. But we don't know about Kriyat Shema because Kriyat Shema, we weren't fulfilled by the Chazaras HaShatz. So that's why we're asking only on Shema. So that's a raya that they were only interested in Shema. They weren't interested in Maariv. They knew they were Yotzei in Maariv through what the Chazaras HaShatz did, because the Rambam Gamliel holds to his Arvus as a Chova. So it's an amazing array of opinions only the Vilna Gaon can come up with.
Maybe they
have
come from Mishnah, maybe they could have been drunk. So
okay, which could be even at a wedding. You can't daven while drunk, but you can't say Kriyat Shema. By the way, that in itself is a question at the end of Maseches Kilayim that the Yerushalmi discusses, or else from the beginning of Maseches Trumas, whether a drunk can say Kriyat Shema. It's certainly can't daven, but whether he can say Kriyat Shema or learn. So that's an interesting thing. Okay, so anyway, let's go back into the text and say, Masu Bama Bama mi beis mishta v'amru lo lo kareem l'shma. We did not say Kriyat Shema. Amar lahen. So Gamliel told them, Im lo Allah amud ha-shachar, if it's not yet dawn, chayavein atem likros. Not only you can, you have to. You have to read. Right?
Well, generally speaking, if you say in a case of b'di'evet, don't you have to?
So that's now what Yossi said before. And then let me write down a chart maybe on this side. What does the Shulchan understand? The Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritva. What does the understand? That the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, right, is that the Chachamim say, at least the way Rabbi Gamliel presents it here, I didn't read the rest of it yet, is that the Chachamim hold L'chatchila, right, at the outset, you should try to say it by chatzos. B'di'evid, right? All night. Everyone agree with that? So you said chayavina tamikros, right? In other words, according to the Bavli and Daftal, it says, what were the boys asking their father? You don't think that they knew their father's opinion? They didn't know the elementary halacha, the first daf in the Maseches Brachos? No, we know what you hold and we know what the Chachamim hold. Dead. In this b'di'evit situation, who should we behave like? And Rabbi Gamliel said, we're talking about it. It's not only my opinion you're behaving like, it's the Chachamim's opinion. Chayavin atem likros in this b'di'evit situation. So, okay, this is still, nonetheless, it's a dispute. Chachamim said this, Rabbi Gamliel says this. So, according, if this is what the Chachamim hold, what does Rabbi Gamliel hold?
L'chatchila, you can do it till dawn.
Famous Shagasari Simon Dalit. Can you have a 2 a.m. regular Maariv meeting? What would be the halacha? So there's a psalm.
Where do you have that?
What?
Where do you have a 2 a.m.?
The Shagasari. It's a very, very very complicated Shilas and Chubas. Simon Dalit, the fourth Chuba in the book, is can you have a 2 a.m. minion, a regular minion at 2 a.m. for Maariv? So we said it depends on how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, the answer is yes. We paskin like Zachon, the answer is no. We have a very easy solution to this. The Gemara says so. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kiram Gamliel. And Halacha Mechwal Tepliki, there's a machlokas here. They're not agreeing here. There's some dispute, there's some point of difference here. The Chachamim say that L'chatchila you should not daven after 12. Right? Rabbi Gamliel says you can, and if we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, the yeshiva can set up a 2 a.m., a 4 a.m. regular Maariv, if everyone's learning so late. So this is the way most Rishonim understand the Machlokas, and let's read it and see that this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. Let's read further. And it says, Lo zu bilvad amru. This is not the only example that the Chachamim give of this, where they say you have a mitzvah to do it all night. Right? And Rashi points out that there's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that says this. Kol mitzvah balayla, mitzvah kol halayla. There's just one exception. Is Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Karban Pesach. He says it's not a harchak, it's deoraisa. That's what we try to eat dafi koman by midnight. Deoraisa, you have to finish the Karban Pesach by midnight. Rabbi Akiva says you have all night to eat it. And most Rishonim understand that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Loza ben Azariah as a harchaka. That you should finish Midrabanan by midnight. That's what we all try to eat the Afikoman by midnight. Right? So continue. Obuzubavadamru, Ella Kol Sha'amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos. Whatever the rabbis said until midnight, really, Mitzvah Son Ad Shalim Ad Shachar. Really, they agree that you can do this all night. So, but the end, of course, you should read. You're in a state of Chiyuv to read, whether Miyuk or the Chachamim. The Chachamim
would have told you, better you should read at 10 o'clock. But now that it's 3 and you didn't read, you better you should say it now. Right? What are some other examples? Hekter chalovim ve'evarim. This itself is a machlokes in the Mishonim. Hekter chalovim ve'evarim. Mitzvah son anshilim v'leshachar. Okay? So this is actually what we referred to earlier in the first year. Hekter chalovim ve'evarim are the parts of the afternoon service that weren't completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So those can be, you have all night to finish. But the Chachamim curtail the time till midnight. Okay? So Hekter Cholom Be'evorim, Mitzvah Son Ha'Shalim Ha'Shachar. Kol Ha'Cholom Li'Yom Echad, Mitzvah Son Ha'Shalim Ha'Shachar. There too. Right? What they call Ha'Cholom Li'Yom Echad? Sacrifices that have one day to be eaten. That would be a Chatos, an Osham, Korban Toda. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? Where you offer it on a Monday, right? Yeah. Monday afternoon. You have till Monday night midnight to eat it according to the Chachamim. Even though Mitzvah Son and Shimon HaShachar, according to the din of the Torah, you have till the morning to eat it, right? Im kein lamam ruch Chachamim achatzos. Why did the Chachamim say that you should finish by midnight? Kedei leharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. To keep us away from missing boat. Why are we so making such a rule here? Because when something is done this late at night, the person comes in and he's tired, takes a little nap. Right? I'll say it after I wake up, and we wake up, it's morning, right? So what is your what say you from this mission? It's quite obvious that Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim basically share an understanding of the word b'shachbacha, which means all night. Rabbi Gamliel did not see a need to curtail it till midnight. And the Chachamim did. Now, it's interesting. I remember that I quoted that the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Karam Gamliel, right? So there's another memra in the second parak of Brachas, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kriyat Shema Midrabanan. When the Torah said, B'shach B'cha V'kumecha, what did it mean in Pshat? What should you do when you're lying down, when you're standing up, when you're walking?
Learn Torah,
of course. What's the Dvarim Ha'ele?
The whole book.
Not just these Dvarim, not these words. When you say these words, you should... It's the whole book. Not Dvarim Ha'ele means this whole Torah. Right? So it's a fundamental machlokis of what the Torah means when it says, B'shach B'chov Kumecha. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel in the second parak says that that's talking about Divrei Torah in general. Say Divrei Torah when you're walking, say Divrei Torah when you're lying down, say Divrei Torah when you're sitting, say Divrei Torah when you're working. Keep Divrei Torah in your mouth at all times, right? So that is the Torah manifestation of B'shach B'chov Kumecha. The Drabbana manifestation is, these words, these exact words. So if Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this is amazing, this is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, this is where I saw it. Mr. Osalanto says, if you hold that Kriyat Shema is Drabbana, it doesn't need a harchaka, it doesn't need a fence. The Chachamim, who hold that Kriyat Shema is a Torah law, so don't let them have all night to say it. Better to stop it at midnight. It's sort of like, the protection of not blowing shofar on Shabbos, when the Shana falls on Shabbos. I want to protect Shabbos, even though it means I'm going to lose out on Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to protect. So true, this might make another reading of the Machlokas. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But the thing is that when the Gemara says, Halacha K'Rabban Gamliel, right? And the Rambam at the very end of his Perish HaMishnah, which he wrote in his real youth, he was like 1920 when he wrote Perish HaMishnah. He wrote that
I just want to ask a question like on Shabbos, right? How come you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos?
That's a little tangential to this, but the reason is because it prevents someone from carrying it to shul. Now, we have an Erev today, so you do see people carrying, but allows people to carry by mixing in all the domains into one. But I'll cover that afterwards. But so here is the real thread, the rub. The Rambam says, Halacha Karam Gamliel. The Gemara concludes, Halacha Karam Gamliel. So, remember the Shagi Sari's question, Siman Dalet, what should be the halacha? You can have a 2 a.m. Maariv every night, right? What does the Rambam write in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema? He says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, you have to say Kriyat Shema at night before midnight.
Who says?
The Rambam in Perish, in the Mishnah Torah says that you have to say Kriyat Shema before midnight. So he contradicts himself.
Yeah.
So the Rambam is very difficult, according to the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ritva's explanation, which I wrote on the board here. Because if you say the halacha is like Rambam Gamliel, look what I wrote right under Rambam Gamliel. L'chatchil all night. Why does the Rambam say L'chatchil only till midnight? According to the Rambam, there's a Sof Smak Kriyat Shema at night, just like there's a Sof Smak Kriyat Shema in the morning. Right? By the way, if you wake up tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, do you say Kriyat Shema?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ukumecha means any sometime during the whole day. What you don't say is the brachas of Kriyat Shema. But Kriyat Shema you say all day. Now, the point is that b'shachbecha can mean all the while that you're sleeping. Uvkumecha really is only one moment when you wake up, the time that people are waking up. So, but the point is that the Rambam says that just as there is a sofsma kriyat shema in the morning, there's a sofsma kriyat shema in the evening. But that's contradicted by what he writes in the Perush HaMishnah. So let me, I have to recalibrate this.
This is very famous opinion of the Rishonim. Called the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm going to cite them very often. This is how they're usually written in the Sfarim. Tof Reishut, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. And they say that the dispute is different. According to this opinion, the dispute is the Chachamim hold L'chatchila and B'dieved till midnight. In other words, at 12:01, and to treat it like the shofar and Shabbos. You lose it. You lose it out. You make people so scared about not davening at the right time that when Maariv is approaching, they're going to say at 10 to 12, oh, I better go because in 10 minutes I won't be able to do it at all.
So you can't even say without getting the mitzvah credit?
Right, you cannot even do a bit the ebed after midnight. And what would Rabbi Gamliel hold then? What would be his opinion?
No. Wouldn't there be a difference between the Chatzilah?
Yeah. Look at
the Gemara.
Yeah. The Rosh and the Rashba and the Ritva's Chachomim becomes Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah's Rabbi Gamliel.
But the Chachomim, according to Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, still would hold Midoraisets all night. But Midrabanan, they were somehow mafkia the mitzvah for the
rest. You ever see the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Bracha? It's a very famous, very long tract where he discusses the places where the Rabbanan were mafkia mitzvahs. He talks about Shofar and Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of Brachas. What was the beginning of Brachas? I have to do with Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. He says that there is an ability to be mafkia the mitzvah.
Mafkia
to undo, uproot the mitzvah. That you don't blow Shofar, you don't take the lulav and estrog for fear that we have to make up our minds and say, how are we going to make sure that they say Kriyat Shema on time? Let them know that a minute after the deadline, you can't even do it after the fact. You can't do it by the end.
Usher to say Shema.
Amazing. Yeah.
Usher
to say
What if you started it before midnight?
Don't do it. If you start before you
what if you do it? They say it's nullified that there's not a mitzvah.
Okay, good. There's a Mishnah later on in Brachas that says if you say Kriyat Shema past its time, lo hifsid ki korei batorah. But you're not getting a mitzvah
Kriyat
Shema.
Okay, so I understand.
How
can
the concept of
Asei
Docha Losa Seh doesn't apply to Shofar on Shabbos?
That the Asei of...
Asei Docha
Losa Seh. Asei
of Shofar.
Docha Losa
Seh of... not carrying on Shabbos.
Well, when he carries, he's violating it before doing the mitzvah. But
it has to be simultaneous.
That's one thing. Yeah, but the Chachamim have this power to uproot. If they feel I have a more all-encompassing purpose at hand, which is to protect Kriyat Shema by saying that you can't do it at all after this time. And we understand that the approach to reading it this way is to protect the Rambam, because according to the Tamida Ben Yona's approach of the dispute, Rambam Gamliel, the Rambam fits. Because he says halacha k'Rambam Gamliel, and he says you should finish before midnight. Okay.
So why would he say that in order to accommodate both? Why would the Rambam say?
Well, because the Rambam seems to contradict himself. The Perush HaMishnah, he says, Halacha K'Rambam Gamliel, which is, I understand why he says it, the Gemara says it.
Right.
So, and yet, when the Rambam codified the law and said, you should say it before midnight. Why? Rambam Gamliel said, you could say it all night. Okay, but that gets back to the Shuvah of the Shagas Aryeh. Why does, can you have a 2 a.m. the Chatchila?
Why?
So halacha, what's the answer? Halacha is no, because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that you should say Kriyat Shema before midnight.
Lechatchila
before midnight, correct.
Okay, but
and everybody holds that b'dieved you can say it at 3 in the morning.
Everybody,
yeah,
including the
they all say halacha k'Rambam Gamliel. Yes, everyone says halacha k'Rambam Gamliel. It's just the question is, what does halacha k'Rambam Gamliel mean? So according to the Rash for the Rosh and the Ritva, what it means is something that ends up contradicting the Rambam. According to the Tamid Rabbi Yona, they can fit Rambam Gamliel so that the Rambam at least makes sense between what he wrote in his youth, the Perush HaMishnah, and what he wrote later in the Mishnah Torah. Everyone good with that? Okay. All right, I just want to return to a Pnei Yoshua's question. The Gemara Daf Dalet in the Bavli asks, which Svara is the Chachamim? We visited this about 20 minutes ago. Do the Chachamim say that B'shach B'cha means when you go to sleep, but they think people go to sleep a little later? Right? Or do they think B'shach B'cha means all night, but for some reason you want to curtail that till midnight? After reading what we just read, doesn't it seem to be a totally superfluous question? Gemaras are not in the habit of asking questions that are abundantly obvious from the Mishnah. Right? And when it is, the Gemara always says, Kamash Malona. Right? So the Pnei Yoshua asks this question, which the Gemara didn't ask. The Gemara should have said, foolish question. What kind of question is this? Of course Rabbi Gamliel. Of course the Chachamim are like Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Instead, the Gemara goes through a whole inquiry of it and concludes that yes, he's like Rabbi Gamliel. No one should think that you should come back from work late at night and you'll say, "I'll drink a little, I'll eat a little, I'll take a nap, and then when I'm more awake, I'll wake up and say Kriyat Shema." Wrong. You'll fall asleep and you wake up it's the morning and you miss the mitzvah, right? So that's how we know that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Gamliel's svara. So listen to the Pnei Yoshua's teretz. It's a fascinating teretz. He says that usually when you curtail something, you make a gzeira, you say you have all night, I say you only have till midnight. So I ask you this question. Which is the chumrah? Which is the chumrah? Who's more machmir? Chachamim or Rabban Gamliel?
Why is it?
Why is it the
chumrah? So usually, you see, what I presented you before with Rabbi Stroh Salanter, it really has its kernel in the Pnei Yoshua. Because the Pnei Yoshua says that if you hold that Kriyat Shema is Deoraisa, it needs a fence, it needs a protection. Let that protection be only till midnight. If you hold it's Derabbanan, all right, I don't need to add any stringencies, right? That there's the rub. Because usually a Torah law, there are some places where you see Divrei Torah lo poichizuk.
Right, yeah, but it's usually the opposite.
Right, okay, and the Chanami. Okay, that would be a separate teretz, to be sure. But the Pnei Yoshua is going under the following assumption. It's based on the Tosfos in the fourth parak, where the Tosfos asks, when the Gemara says you have ad zayin sha'os to daven musaf, and the Gemara asks, do you mean the beginning of the seventh hour or the end of the seventh hour? Right. And the Gemara goes through quite a long discussion of how to determine whether we hold ad v'ad bichlal or ad v'lo ad bichlal. So Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Maseches Nidah that says that whenever we have a question of shiurim or times or whatever, if it's a drabbanan, we go to chumra. Except kesi. Right? You always drabbanan, you always go to chumra. So you say we should go to chumra. So Tosfos says the question is, what's the chumra? To only have till 12 o'clock to daven musaf, or to have till 1 o'clock to daven musaf. So Tosfos says that it's a chumrah to have more time to daven.
What? Because then you have to daven.
Because then you have to daven. Yeah. At 12:15, I ask, oh my goodness, I didn't daven most of it. Can I daven?
The rabbi says,
no, sorry, you can't daven, you're too late. But if he says, no, sorry, you got to daven. Oh no, I was hoping. So he says, sorry, pal, you still got to daven. That's the chumrah. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's question. That's what the Gemara is asking on Daven. What kind of machlokes is this? Where the chachamim are making a gzeira that ends up being a kula. Gzeiras are supposed to be chumras.
Well, you have to
clump
paintbrush.
It's strange. It's very strange. I should tell you. It ends up being a chumra that you have more time to daven is the chumra. So why are you making a gzeira? That's a kula. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, let's just do a few lines of Gemara here, just to get our feet wet. So, all right. So, this is also the why we're told in the Haggadah that the place where they were telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in Bnei Brak. Why? Because they were with Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Brak was where Rabbi Akiva lived. Remember what I told you about 15 minutes ago, that his pshita was that you had the whole night to be doing this. Elizabeth Azariah and possibly the others held that you only had till midnight. So that we had to be told in Bnei Brak, so that the Talmidim said, he gives me Kriyat Shema Asar Shacharis. That's one of the explanations. But that's lav dafka, that's what they were doing anyway.
In those days, they used to be making
Bnei Brak.
In those days, they used to be making Bnei Brak.
Okay, all right. So, it's just amazing how the Yerushalmi skips so much that the Bavli gets into. The Bavli says, "How do you know that you should say Kriyat Shema at all? Why is Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis mentioned first? Why are we told that you should that when the Kohanim come in to eat, the whole first daf of Bavli asking elementary questions on the Mishnah." Now, you can't say it's because the Yerushalmi already knew those questions. The Yerushalmi was written 150 years before the Bavli. All right? In other words, you can say, all right, well, those questions were already answered, so we don't have to deal with them. No. This is a long time before the Bavli manifests itself. So that's why the Bavli tends to be a lot easier to learn. A work written later tends to be easier. Right?
Had only the Tanoi. They didn't have Amorai.
No. Yerushalmi Gemara?
Wasn't that the difference?
No. Yerushalmi has its form in the year 399, a 400 CE.
Is the Yerushalmi always more minimalist in the Bavli?
No, there are some certainly larger picture differences. And one main one is that the Bavli has a lot more psukim, a lot more drushes from psukim to make its points.
I'll say this wrong, Mark. It's
misrhyming. Right, well, that, of course, the Bavli is missing a lot of mesechtas on topics that were more germane to a life in Israel.
Are there glaring contradictions in the Bavli?
So we will discuss some when there are some svarim that make it their business to resolve the contradictions and show that they agree. We will not necessarily be going in that direction. But there are some glaring contradictions. We'll point them out. Okay. I see it's already 10 now, so maybe we'll start straight with the Gemara next time. Okay. And it's now so fresh more Harishona. So if you haven't done it Mara yet.
Let's see it 2 AM. I won't be able to come every week on this time, but I'm sure.
Well, actually, we didn't do any of you show me yet because this is as well as saying as well.
Mission is
spelled
slightly different.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, how's it going?